This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Bouncing back in America's Dairyland. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers telling dairy producers that there's more optimism these days.
Lights at the end of the tunnel. I know we are feeling some hope and relief and excitement, but we will continue to have challenges before this pandemic's over. And we now have a choice as we move forward as a state. We can kind of go back to the way things were and always have been, or we can be strategic around our investments and, you know, move our state forward post-pandemic. That's why my 21-23 budget proposal that I introduced, it is all about bouncing back better than what it was before. You know, Wisconsin's America's Dairyland and agriculture, including dairy, is part of our past, present, and future. And so it's critical to make sure that we have success and we bounce back well and go towards the future. $105 billion impact to our economy, and agriculture and dairy alone represents $45 billion. So I'm convinced we need to make those investments, not only to preserve that economic engine, but to strengthen it. And so I look forward to working with PDPW and also Secretary Romanski and all the agricultural industries and producers in the state of Wisconsin to make this new budget a really meaningful one for agriculture.
That's Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on a recent PDPW dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. He does say while there is light at the end of the tunnel and while things are opening up, now is not the time to let your guard down.
You know, we're not out of the woods yet as it relates to COVID-19 and the variants that we see across the state. So we have to make sure going forward, not only getting everybody vaccinated, but also make sure people continue to wear a mask and do the right things. People understand what works and what doesn't work, and wearing a mask works, keeping socially distanced work. We're now in kind of a life and death battle with this virus. We're doing all the things we can to make sure we're giving shots to people, but we're also seeing plateau or maybe a small increase in the number of cases. We just can't let down our guard, or, you know, those tourism industry activities are going to be at risk, and we can't afford that as a state. I've seen a lot of the county fairs indicating that they are going to be open. Everybody wants those things to happen. And certainly Dairy Expo, where, you know, I had a chance to meet with the board not too long ago, and I told them that the Dairy Expo cannot leave Wisconsin. We're the dairy state. Arizona is not. And we're going to do everything we can to keep it here. But I believe people are hopeful. But again, I just want to make sure people understand we always follow the science, and we are in a pivotal time, an inflection time, any adjective you want to throw in there. And while we are trying to put shots in people's arms, at the same time, we can't be foolish about our behavior so that we end up in a bad place again. Last October and November were horrible for the state of Wisconsin, and we cannot go back to that, absolutely.
That's Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Looking at an animal's skin might tell how their immune system is working. That's part of our Ask the Vet segment tomorrow with Dr. Ryan Leiderman. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.